a subdivision 2023-12 Windscape Farms. Mr. Whitehouse, if you would reflect in the record that although I was not present for the public hearing, I have reviewed the files, I have listened to the live stream, and I believe myself to be qualified to vote.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision for 2023-12 Windscape Farms with conditions and limitations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision of 49 single family lots upon 26.4 acres. This results in a density below the maximum density permitted within the AR1 zoning district. All the lots will have a minimum size of 7,500 square feet. Two, this application complies with the subdivision and zoning codes. Therefore, it is appropriate to approve the subdivision with conditions. Three, the subdivision is located within the low density area according to the future land use map that is contained in Sussex County's comprehensive plan. The subdivision is permissible in the low density area according to the plan, which states that homes should be permitted with densities up to 2 per acre. This subdivision complies with the directives of the comprehensive plan. Four, the project will be served by Central Water and Central Wastewater. Five, DelDOT has determined that the proposed subdivision would be considered to have a minor impact on the local area roadways. DelDOT has determined that in this case it is appropriate for the applicant to pay an area-wide study fee instead of performing a traffic impact study. In addition to this fee, DelDOT has stated at a minimum, Petty John Road in front of the site will need to be improved in both travel lanes. These road improvements will be funded and performed entirely by the applicant. As the site plan for this subdivision is finalized, DelDOT will also be required to approve all entrance and roadway designs and construction to ensure that safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and onto the road network occurs. Although there were opinions expressed about area traffic and roadways during the hearing, DelDOT did not object to the development or its impact upon area roadways or traffic, or state that there were any deficiencies that would be created or impacted by this subdivision. Six, this subdivision has a design that is superior to that of a standard subdivision for many reasons, including the following. A, the lots and amenities are clustered on the most environmentally suitable portions of the property. The applicant explained that an inspection of the property occurred and the most appropriate areas for preservation were identified. Then the roads and lots were laid out. B, the design includes substantial tree preservation by preserving approximately 5.5 acres of existing woodlands. These would likely be clear-cut if this development was designed as a standard subdivision instead of this cluster design. C, this design includes approximately 13.5 acres of land that will be open space. This represents approximately 51% of the site, which significantly exceeds the code's 30% open space requirement. This also substantially exceeds the amount of open space that would exist with a standard subdivision of 3/4 acre lots. D, there will be a buffer that is at least 30 feet in width around the subdivision. This buffer expands to at least 50 feet in width along adjacent properties that are in agricultural use. 7, section 99-9C of the subdivision code requires the commission to review 17 different items related to the site plan. The applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. 8, as a result of these reasons and based on the record that was presented, this application complies with the standards of the Sussex County subdivision and zoning codes, and the development will not have an adverse impact on area properties, roadways, or public community facilities. 9, the subdivision will be interconnected with the existing Four Winds Farm subdivision, as well as subdivision number 24-12, known as Symphony Glen. As stated by the applicant, this subdivision will share the amenities with Symphony Glen. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 49 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 13.49 acres, or roughly 51.2% of the site, will remain as open space. Within this open space, there will be approximately 5.5 acres of preserved woodlands. The areas of the woodlands to be preserved shall be shown on the final site plan as non-disturbance areas. Silt fencing shall be installed along the perimeter of these wooded areas to avoid disturbance during site work and construction. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, conservation areas, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision in accordance with sections 99-5 and 115-25 of the Sussex County Code. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation that exists within it. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. The vegetated area of this buffer may be reduced to 20 feet along the northeast side of the site to accommodate the existing utility easement in that area. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest to the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Signage identifying this buffer as a non-disturbance area shall be installed along the buffer at 300-foot intervals. This buffer area shall expand to a width of 50 feet in areas along other land used for agricultural purposes as shown on the preliminary site plan. F. The development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, the street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County's standards. There shall also be sidewalks installed on at least one side of all streets, along with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A street lighting system that provides lighting in a downward direction with minimal uplighting shall be provided. H, as stated by the applicant, the subdivision will share the recreational amenities with subdivision number 2024-12 next door. These shared amenities shall be referenced on the development's final site plan and recorded covenants, as well as those for subdivision number 24-12. There shall also be a small landscape park with a gazebo and benches located within this subdivision. I. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. J, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. L, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site during construction. M, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of school bus stops within the subdivision. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. N, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. These documents shall include a similar notice that hunting activities may also occur on nearby properties. Oh, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffers and open space areas. The landscape plan shall clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for each phase of the subdivision. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, prior to the issuance of building permit for each lot, the developer shall make a contribution in the amount of $500 to the Milton Fire Company. This contribution requirement shall be set forth on the final site plan. R, this subdivision shall have roadway interconnection with subdivision number 2024-12 and the Four Winds Farms subdivision. These points of interconnection shall be marked with signs at all times during construction and during the initial sales of the lots within the subdivision. The interconnectivity shall remain open at all times to vehicular traffic. In addition, the final site plan shall provide pedestrian interconnectivity in the form of a paved pathway or sidewalk between this subdivision and subdivision number 2024-12, providing direct access to the amenities with subdivision number 24-12. This pathway or sidewalk shall be shown on the final site plan for the subdivision. S, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the final, of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2023-12, Windscape Farms, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.